Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Before we begin, I just wanted to correct where and something that I said. I don't want to leave an impression of it, something that I said yesterday. I wanted to qualify it, even though we'll see more about it later on. But I don't want to leave it hanging from what we said yesterday. When we talked about, we'll have later on, of course, that when we have a mincha, we said you bring the kibitza from a dough. And we said, because why? Because all menachas have to be kneaded with lukewarm water. And when we do that, the reason why we do it is because we want to make it into a dough. Which means that, like I said yesterday, that applies even by a minchas tzeilus. When you go and you do the kibitza from a minchas tzeilus, we're under the impression you do it from loose fine flour. And that's why I said that's not true. Because you go, we knead it with water, we make it into a dough, and even by a minchas tzeilus, we do it from a dough. That's all true, according to Rashi and Tosfos. What we said, so we have a Rashi in different places. Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We have Tosfos like that. We have a Rashi in the Ksav Yad and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis like that. And we had Tosfos throughout different places in the Masechta. On the other hand, the Rambam is not like that. But I did not say, I said it yesterday, but the Rashi and Tosfos. But the Rambam is not like that. The Rambam holds that when you do the minchas tzeilus, you do it from the fine flour that you do not make into a dough. Not like Rashi and Tosfos. I just wanted to qualify that what we said is not true in Rashi and Tosfos. And that the Rambam, whether or not, which means we visualize it sometimes, that when we're doing the kibitza by a tzeilus, which means it's very difficult to get the exact amount. That's all part of the problem. How are you going to get the exact amount of the kibitza if you're going to do it with granules, fine flour? If you make it into one mass, then it's much easier. No, that's because it's hard.
Yes,
right. No, that's not a different thing. Machmas and macheshes that we have over there, because it says on the Avodas Kosher Shem Abigdash, that's because it's very brittle. It's hard. It's not hard. Yeah. It's soft, but it isn't dough, right? But it isn't dough. It's a dough, makes it much easier. That's what the kuda. Now, another thing, of course, is when you do the water process. Of course, you have to mix it in with oil. So does the oil come before the water, or does the water come before the oil? The Pesukim don't say anything about it. But that Chazal understand it to be like that, and the Shaila is, do you do the water immediately and then you mix the oil? Or do you mix it with the oil and then you add the water? And that's also Rashi and the Rambam. Whether or not you have the water immediately, according to Rashi, the oil comes afterwards. The Rambam, you do right away the oil and then comes the water. The Rambam, in my Sarkobonis, I think it's in Yud Beis, the way the Rambam says it. Because in Yud Beis, in Chavalia, in Yud Beis, in Maisa Korbanis, he says over here, Nachamu. Here he says, Rambam says, Kol ha-menachas ha-nefos. See, right away, the Rambam tells, it's the menachas that are baked, not minchas tzeilus. Kol ha-menachas ha-nefos, the noishas b'poshrin. Right away, we see that he does not like Rashi and Tosfos. The only ones that are baked are mixed with water. U'mishabram, of course, this we'll have to see more. U'mishabram shlo yachbitzu. Pavli shosan v'afiyosan b'fnim. Okay, b'chulu. What did we describe? We'll see more about it when it's part of the seder of when you have the water before oil, after oil, what is that already is going to be like a. Another thing that I wanted to bring out over here is,
I misled Rebbe. Can Rebbe look at Perikim Gimel Vav?
Well, see, these are our things of what problem. I just wanted to be sick. I just wanted to rectify the thing that the things that I spoke yesterday, because I just wanted to revise it a slight bit just to add Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam like that. The Pratim we'll see more of that. Then, I just want to add one thing. Remember the Gemara says that the Chavite is Teches Shabbos. The reason is because it can be of different reasons that the Gemara says, otherwise it's going to become possible Lina. Now, the question that we have here is, why will it necessarily become Pasul Belina? So the Gemara says, because you use a Klisharis. And it comes possible Klisharis. Now, let's say you would put it into the Klisharis with specific intention that it should not become Kaddish and primarily become Pasul Belina. Let's say you hold a Klisharis with the Kaddish only Midas. And the emphasis, even Shalomi Das, remember we had the Rashis before? Let's say you hold that it's Mekadosh Shalomi Das, and you had specific intention that it should not become Kaddish. That would be an Eitzah. That would be an Eitzah. Who said that it has to be Nechash Shabbos? Maybe it's not Nechash the Afiyah Shabbos. What are you worried about? Lina's way of rectifying that. Go and bake it. Go and bake it. And you have to ask that should not be the Kaddish. And again, that's the thing. When the Gemara is learning it out from the Pesukim, the Gemara is learning from the Pesukim, when we learn it out that it has to be Kaddish, you have to have Das to be the Kaddish also. It's not enough. When it says the Bryce Tasem, the Afilu B'Shabbos, Tasem, the Afilu B'Tumah, what it's telling us is, that when you go and you bake it, what are all the halachas of the baking? The baking has to be a way of being designating it to become Kaddish. It has to be able to become Lidei Lina. If you're going to bake it in a klisharis, there's makbid in a klisharis. Why is a makbid in a klisharis? It's makbid in a klisharis because what's the klisharis to be Kaddish in? It's going to be self-defeating. Maybe we'll do it in Klisharis and not have Kabbalah that it should become Kaddish. Doesn't make any sense that way. Therefore, that we have. But it's going to be like Eyal Chayrev, where the Kasha is a Kasha. And what this means when we say this, when we say that the Klisharis is Mekaddish even Shalom Midas. When we had the Shaila before, I think it was about Dav Zayin, when we had when we dawned on this, whether or not that the Klisharis is Mekaddish. And here in Menachos on Dav Zayin, we had a Machlekes, whether or not it's going to be Mekaddish even Bal Korcho. Same thing. No, Lechabah part of anyway. You have to do it on Erev Shabbos. But it's not because of that reason. No, it's not. It becomes Lechabah part of your Mekaddish and it becomes Kaddish. But it's not going to become possible either. Perhaps Lechabah part of you go and you bake it on Friday and it's Vuliyayim will touch it. Avad is Tameh. There it's Avad going to be Tameh. If let's say you take it out, it's Avad if you hope Kaddish will be Yitzay. They're Havad, it's Kaddish. It's Kaddish, Lucius Haguf. Rashi Shita is in the Rambam that it's not possible even. That's the things that we speak about. But it's not because it remains Kaddish's Domim. It's not that. That's it. And then the last thing that we had was by these things. The last thing that we had was Lechabi Paraduma. That even though, of course, it's Kachar Haskadush Estamim, Chatas Kaya Rachmada, it's Chatas Kaya Rachmada, and that therefore the Gemara, like the Gemara tells us, that Avada, there's Me'ila, but we have another Pasik that comes and he tells us that there's Me'ila here also. And the Gemara said, Shtei Takonis Havu, there's certain things that they instituted the Rabbanids, Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's Daraisa. Ukbu'a Daraisa mi'alpara shalayihei mayel mi'afra. Fainting Gemara, Daraisa hi. What do you mean? There's a din, Daraisa, the Sanya. Chatas hi malamit shemayel imba. In ma'umba hi. He ba mayelin mi'alim mi'afra imayel. It says ba mayelin below. the Eifer. The Gemara says it's a Drabbanan. But we have a pasuk that comes and tells us that there's Me'ila by Parah Aduma. And that's the big problem. Like Tyson, we like to look at the bottom Tysmus. Chatas, Milame, Chemayal, and Bah. Tabel. Tabel, Lady Kachim, Medica, Bayesi. What's a Kiddush? What you would think? You would think that there's no Me'ila. Benekabayis, how could it be worse than Benekabayis? Yeshloima, the Yitzrich, Lemoyo, Acharmoyo. The Einu, Ella, Bibehemo, Klisharis, Belvad. And the Chiddush we have over here is if by Paraduma, there's going to be a din of Moyo, Acharmoyo. Even though it's Kachim Benekabayis, and that is a Pella Otsu. One of the highlights of my life is that when I spent an afternoon with Rav Chaim Kanevsky, the Tzaddik Livracha, many, many years ago. It was before everybody knew about him. So it was just one walked in, and he was in Bincha, and his Rebbe said, told me just to sit down, wait for him, he's going to come back from Letterman's for a Mincha. He came up, it was July or August, I don't remember.
Yeah.
He came up, it's like he came straight out of a mikveh. Bob was stripping. It was so hot that he was not exhumous at that time. So we saw it, we schmoozed. I didn't go for another thing. I went to ask him I asked about this Tysus. And we spoke about this Tysus. I asked him, what is it, if it's better kabayis, the metzius is that it's yitzel chulun, you're able to be played it. So how could it be a din of mayol achar mayol? Mayol achar mayol is true because it's something which is an irrevocable kedusha. You can't. What's it going to do? Go out the chul. You can't go out the chul. It's God's kedusha saguf. You can't be played it. As Mamela, but every time you're mayel, it's mayel achar mayel. But over here, let's say you'd be played it, paratum. It works. Sometimes you are. Paranithis, agami, barachta. Yeah, baradir, barbakam, all the places where you do it, of course. So how can it be that the Me'ila does not follow? It should go out l'chulin. So how can it be if it should go out l'chulin, how can it not go out l'chulin? What does Tyson mean here that there's a din of mayel achar mayel? That's the challenge. The lumdis of para, how exactly is it working? Briska Rav has a letter in the back of the Briska Rav's Ola Rabbam. You learned also from special Zer Sarkozov. But that was the nice at Reb Leib Malin as a piece of Gabina. So we'll explain what this is, that how could it be Mayo Achar Mayo? It does, and the Lumdis, L'chair, we hadn't seen the Tysus. And that's the Zer Sarkozov. But the Lumdis, how does it fit? Anyway, the Lumdis, how does it fit that there should be a din of Mayo Achar Mayo? L'chair, that is Babish and Aksamoran, to say that it has Kedushas Medica Bayis, and at the same time, they come and tell me there could be Mayel Achar Mayel. How could it be Mayel Achar Mayel if it's Medica Bayis? What? And there's Pinyin. There's Pinyin. You can't have it both ways. You can't have your cake and eat it. You know, what do you have? There is the Pinyin, but there's Mayel Achar Mayel. How could that be? The Chanan Mamish Tarti the Sasri. What? I don't think he was. I mean, this is the coming kasha for Skarab from Leblay Balin. I don't know. I think he was there. I don't know. He wasn't the thing is the conversation. That was the thing. That was the conversation. The other thing that I wanted to bring out is the big kashayla of the Mishnah Melech. In the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, this thing that we had, Yogil be Yogil, remember that the Mitzvah Schavitim, is it a Korban Yochid, is it a Korban Tzibur? Let's say they were not, on the one hand, what do we have? He brings it. First of all, who brings it? Where does he bring it from? It's his own money. He brings it, it's his own money, he provides it. That in itself would tell you it's a Korban Yochid. The Gemara says, Yogil be Yogil, what's the Yud? You it is, it's a carpet yachid. On the other hand, what happens? Let's say he dies, and we're not the man in another kaigo. Where do you bring it? We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Maybe bring it from the Tzibur, you bring it from Chumas Alishka. So why do you bring it from Chumas Alishka? How can it bring something from Chumas Alishka, which is a carpet yachid? Number two, those who hold that it comes from Yarshim. First of all, we have to know, what does it mean that the Yarshim? Yarshim means only the sons. What about if they didn't have sons? And there are other relatives. You bring it from them also? These are the union that we have. Hey, not also another thing. Let's say it was a case that they didn't have sons. And they bring it, let's say that the chassid that they bring it from are not the chassid that they yarshed from the father. This thing that they bring it from the chassid, it means the chassid of the yarshim that they yarshed from the father. Let's say they didn't yarshed the chassid from the father. But the father didn't have any. Well, he didn't have any money. Or he didn't have any karka. He didn't have karka. Let's say he never had karka.
Did that mean they can own property?
Yeah. That's a question. That's an answer. If they never yarshed it from the father. So it's not Yerusha money. It's not Yerusha property. It's their own thing. They have to play that too? Or is it only karka that they yarshed? And is it only based on the shibud? Is it because normally when the yarshim have to pay for it, it's only the nechasim that they yarshed because of the shibud that the father had. Let's say the oldest. What did we have? The oldest that did shibud at the araisa, the Gemara's tongue. A oldest has to bring an oilam, let's say. She died, she didn't bring the oilam. Yavil yarshim ailasa. From what? Probably from the nechasim, the Gemara says, of shibud at the araisa. The nechasim that she had, the yarshim will get it from her, and they have to use those nechasim to bring the oilam. A man says, Hare Olai Ayla, and he died. So what happened? The Yarshim have to bring it on Shimon and Deraisa. So else that din itself, I shouldn't have said that, Hare Olai Ayla. It depends on other certain things, but at least by it, all right, let them in Kipashnis, it would be like that. So with these types of cases, there's a din of shibud there. I'm not talking the chatas, but the oila. In the case of the oila, all right, there are problems with this. But Greg, in the case, pardon me.
Is there a special din there? Is it bringing from the top also?
It's possible. I don't know. That's the suffix that we have. The Migdashtavit, that's what I'm saying. This snake is of the Migdashtavit and others that is, what exactly are we talking about here? When it says you're being the Yarshim, first of all, which Yarshim? Is it the ones direct the Yarshim? Let's say brothers. He doesn't have any children, and the brothers again? Yeah, it says but, so but, it says but of, but it's but of Dafka or Lav Dafka. He said but of is only because the Yarshim. Because they Yarshim. Remember, he said Yarshim. Rabbi Huda said to Michelle Yarshim, but Rabbi Huda said Michelle Yarshim. Takta Bibadov. So he said Yarshim. He didn't say the sons. He said Yarshim. What? Yeah. The Pasuk says Bada. Yeah. So it's Bada Dafka or Lav Dafka. So he says Yarshim. Doesn't mean brothers. There are no sons. But they're examples of Yarshim. And also, when the Yarshim bring it, it's only because of the Din Shibud. And also, let's say it's based on the Din of Shibud and the Araisa. Let's say it is based on Shibud and the Araisa. Now, that gets very exciting. What creates the Shibud? What kind of Shibud is it? The father had a mitzvah to do it. There's a Shibud on the Chassid for Chavite, Mitzvah's Chavite. Let's say that took him a week to go be Maman another Kayangan. All right, the fathers, the chassid, are meshubim for the chavitim for the week after he died. I can hear maybe the father, let's say, is mechuyim on Sunday to bring the chaviti. All right, the shibud is chal on, the mitzvah is chal on him today, Sunday, and it's the chassid are meshubim in the same way because he has the mitzvah, the same like any other carbon that he has. What about Monday? By Monday, he's dead already. By Monday, he's dead. He's not even around. But the chassid is shubit for Monday. He's an optimist on Monday.
Until he appoints another
kohen gadol. All right. So that already is saying very big chidushim. The chiddush is, you're saying, so David is saying, he's meshubit from before Gabi all the chavitin that have to be brought until the next minui of the Kohen Gadol, even the Gabi those nachas, even the Gabi those chavitin that he's not even mitzuva in because he's not alive.
Where does it say that?
I'm glad that David said it. I didn't want to say it. So wait. So David, so the Mikdash David is in good company. David said the same thing. Yeah. So yeah, the Mikdash David is aiming on this also. The Gabi this, so with it, but Bossy Rap Lahoyer, the Gabi this said, now another thing is, another thing that there is, when we talk about the mitzvah, like we just mentioned, is it a carbon yachid or a carbon seabor? If you bring it from Chumash Halishka, it would seem to be, of course, it's a carbon seabor. On the other hand, he pays for it himself. The Gemara calls it a carbon yachid. So I think Lani's idea that it's not fashion at all, but I think the Karanaira and Hurius, we have a Karanaira and Hurius, it's a unique kind of carbon. The uniqueness of the carbon is that in the mechanics of it, a person brings it. But Klal Yisrael needs somebody to bring it. That there always has to be a Michas Chaviti, that there's a Yachid who's bringing a Chaviti representing Klal Yisrael. There has to be somebody special, a Yachid, who's bringing the carbon of the Chaviti as an emissary of all of Klal Yisrael to go and do his Avaida. I don't want to call it, it's like there has to be a Chassidish Rebbe who rises above everybody and he has to, Klal Yisrael needs the Yachid. They need that Yachid to bring the carbon. He's not bringing it from their money, he's bringing it up, but they desperately need the Yachid. Therefore, you want to know whether the Tzibur needs it? The Tzibur needs it. They got to provide it. If there's no Yachid, there's no Kohen Gadol to do it, then they're going to have to provide something to do it themselves. If not, well, in the perfect world, there has to be a Yachid and they'll bring it. If not them, that'll bring from Chumash Halishka. It's really a synthesis to a degree that it's really not a pure unadulterated carbon yachid. It is carbon yachid, but not pure unadulterated. It's a different kind of thing when it's a carbon yachid that the tzibur needs. That's how I would say it. I think the Karen Ira learned says that. Now the question is, I think I'm a little surprised that Baruch David, I thought he was going to jump with this. With the Arsameach, no. Sure. He learned so it, the Arsameach that when the Machlokes, whether or not if there's no Kohen Gadol, whether it's brought from Chumash Halishka, or whether it's brought by the Yorshim, they're arguing at this point whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon seabor. And so he learned the Machlokes. I don't like, personally I don't like it. But that's what he says. I'm sorry I don't mean to be sacrilegious to you, but this is there's an Arsameach in Hilchos Korban Pesach, I think in Perek Aleph, that they're arguing in this Nekuda whether it's a Korban Yachid, or at least whether El Achar Misa, if it changes into a Korban Yachid. Very difficult thing to say when it is like that.
Here,
we just had the Gemara here called it a Korban Yachid. Yogil be Yogil. Yeah, all right. But that's the problem of here. I'm asking about what the Gemara calls it besides that. The demon. You have a Chumash Halishka. How can you ever have heard of such a thing? You bring Mamash from a Yachin, you bring it from a carbon seabor. That's what you bring it from Chumash Halishka. Whoever brings it, you bring from Chumash Halishka. Because it means Klal Yisrael brings it. That's what it means, Chumash Halishka. What's Chumash Halishka? All the shkolim that everybody went and gave. Now they bring it. They never have to give it when he's alive.
It's just not
Benson.
He's not
going to
be around.
No. It's not Benson. It's a different thing. That's all in the Rabbanim they can say, but in the Derisa, we're talking there, the Derisas. Not there, their time message applies like the Gemara says in the other ways. Anyway, these are a couple of the points. I just wanted to be Ma'irah. What does it mean? Yarshim already. I have a suffix. What is this Machlaikis? Whether does it change Lachar Misa? Does it change? And we have a Machlaikis, whether it continues to be a Korban Yachid, or whether it does not continue to be a Korban Yachid. Raise it seems so. Why is it like that? That the Yarshim would bring? What's not going to shut that the Yarshim bring? Besides the technical aspects of what it means, Yerusha, like we're talking about the Yarshim, Shibudim, it's Shibud Deraisa, so not Shibud Deraisa, exactly what are we dealing with over here? When I said the Suffolk, if he doesn't leave over a son, I know that's a Svasemis as a Suffolk, look at me, that. Svasemis, he doesn't have the Chosim also. Let's say he doesn't have that, so Migdashtovit. These are, and that's right in there. That's Fasemis, the Migdashtovit. These are actually, they say, yeah.
He quotes Ben Faskina for every
huh?
He quotes Ben Faskina.
Who?
The Masifta, every one of those famous. He doesn't have
that. Oh, he quotes it? Masifta quotes it, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Alright. Okay. Everyone of the ones that I spoke about to me. Okay. Alright.
Dennis is in good company.
Okay.
This is Kumar's
father. All right. And then the Suffolk we had the Gabi Para by Paraskapis, by Paraduma. This also, what kind of a dinner by Al-Khabayal? The Simpraskurav, but also Dad's on it in the Michtovim. And like I mentioned from Rav Lane. Okay. Now, the word Nun Beis that we have here, Tana Rabbanan. Now we have that. What we left over was what we did Nun Beis, huh?
Nun Beis
on the eighth. Well, the eighth. Yeah. So what we have is, remember, when we talk about the Michas Chaviti, you're talking about an Isarin on a Sirus Uefa. How much oil does he bring? Again, three lugin. We didn't know how much oil he brought. Maybe he brings three, maybe he brings one, maybe it's like a Michas Latava. And the Gemara in the end came out the way we paskin, the way the Rambam says, we learn it out from the din of Michas Nesachim by Kvasim. We don't learn Michas Nesachim from Parim and Elim, but we do learn that he has to bring the amount, the minimum amount, of Michas Nesachim, which is three lugim, not the regular light, but the three lugim, that he does bring. Now, how much does he bring? When does he bring it? What we did not discuss at all was the Levita. He has to bring Levita normally. How much Levita do you bring with a carbon? A kibitz. Now, what would he do over here? A chatzi kibitz in the morning, chatzi kibitz in the afternoon, or a complete kibitz in the morning, complete kibitz in the afternoon. We did not even talk about that. But now, when we talk about the oil of three lichen, what is that? You bring one and a half and one and a half, or you bring three in the morning and three in the afternoon. But we didn't discuss that all yet. We just wanted to know, in the Minchas Chavitin, what is there exactly? How much does he bring? What?
Only the Silas is given by the
Kohen Gadol,
the
Levite. Only
the
Silas.
The Levite and the oil comes
from... But the Levite and the oil, we don't see. Oh, you mean, does he have to pay for that?
Is any
Beis? Beis, yeah. That's what he says. You mean Beis. Yeah. That's a different thing.
And you see it's a mix of a common yard.
Well, I know, what is the thing? What is the thing? Where do they bring the, where does the Leviathan come from? Who pays for the Leviathan? What? And the oil.
The
Leviathan and the oil. The Leviathan and the Shemin. Who pays for that? Is he only paid for the Silas? What does he pay for that too? That is not the favorite over here. Well, let's see what we have. Tana Rabban. Par hell of Ready have that? Toda Rabbanim Barhal Davar Shel Tzibor. Now I have a gentleman. Rabbi Sam. Okay, let's try to bridle the exuberance just for a little while. Toda Rabbanim Barhal Davar Shel Tzibor. Usi Iri Avaris Kechavim. Betchila, what do we know that? We know this from Hurrius. It's not a chiddush to us. Where do they provide the money from? Where do they come from? The Pag, Sayer, Farhal, Davishel, Tzibor. We know from Hurrius, where we had the Machlaikis, Farhal, Davishel, Tzibor, Syria, Veniska, Chavin. Who pays for it? Betchila, Magvig, Lohan. We make a campaign and people have to give it. They participate in the campaign and they pay for it. The people. Not the Sanhedrin. Put it that way. The Tchila, we collected it. The Sanhedrin does not pay for it. That's a very uniqueness that we had, remember, there also. Remember, because whose mitzvah is it to bring the Parhal Davishel Tzibor? The Rambam says it's the Sanhedrin that has the mitzvah because they are the ones, who the ones need the kapara? They're the ones that need the kapara because they were machpiyas Rambam. They were machshil them.
They don't pay.
But they don't pay for it. They bring it, they need the kapara, but they don't pay for it. We possibly like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a whole campaign. The people pay for it. And what do they pay for? They pay for the carbon that the Sanhedrin needs. They pay for the carbon that the Sanhedrin needs. And then we make the carbon that can be this, look up at this. Not saying everybody holds things. That's Rambam, it's Klar, different places. But the mitzvah in Taryag is the mitzvah of Edinburgh, but the people pay for the carbon the Sanhedrin needs. Also very unique phenomenon that we have. It's almost like the case of a mafrish carbon kedei she'yiskaper bo chaveiro. It's like case, what you're chayim achatas, and I give you an adava, I give you a present. I'm mafrish achatas for you. It's your achatas. Who paid for it? Me? Doesn't cost you a cent. Let's say a person ate chaylev. Person ate chaylev b'shoigig. He needs a kapara. He has to bring a chatas. I did him a kvaltik a chesed. What did I do? I was mafresh for him a chatas. This is Ruvain's chatas. He ate chaylev. I'm giving him a present for it. It's his chatas. I paid for it. He never moved a muscle. And he gets the kapara. Now what? Barhom Davishel Tzibor, Syria, Vaniska Chavim. Betchila Magvim will have Tzibor every hit. Now, Reb Shimon, I'm a Mechumas Halishka Heboim. Reb Shimon argued on that. And he holds that the Tzibor does not pay for it. It's brought from Chumas HaLishka. Didn't we learn that Rav Yehuda holds it's brought from Chumas HaLishka? And Rav Shimon says, Madvit. So now we have a technical issue in this Gemara. For a while, we have to deal. Who's the one that really said what? The Gemara says, Amor Rabbanin, Kaveda Ravashi, Lema Kamaisa Achriti, Achrita. So what do we want to say? Matanya Ibcha, didn't we learn Fakir? So the Mahaimi Nayo Achrita, what's the last one that was the correct one? Who was the last one who said this? Who said what? Who said, let's say that collect from the Tzibor. Amru Rabbani Kameda Ravashi. Lema Kamaisa Achrita. Let's say that the last one is Rav Yehuda, who held that you collect from the Tzibor. The original one that we brought in the sequence and what happened, he's the one that said it last. That's the one that said the Shemina. Why do we want to say that? Because we see the Shemina Leila Reb Shimon, the Chayish Leb Shia. We know from, we have another precedent that according to Reb Shimon, he's Chayish Leb Shia. And when he's Chayish Leb Shia, we can understand that he would be very reluctant to say that the Tzitzim Elayim Mitzibur. Why? Where do we see that? We'll have to see. Amar Lo Rav Ashi, Afilu Teva Basrei Sachritim. We can even say Kikar Chayish, we can even say it the other way. It's not a Raya, it has to be the first one. Even if you see that Rav Shimon in another context, it's Chayish for Pshia, it would not apply over here where the Kapara is something which is absolutely critical. Why? The Lesbu Kapara Begava. Where does he say King Chayshav Shem from Shia? Only where it does not involve a kapara. The milsa, the islu kapara. Even from Shem kapara, the chayish from Shem and the Shia. And there he wouldn't be chayish from Shia.
This is correct. This is not
correct. And therefore, but see, this creates a problem also somewhat. Because, but this more. Reb Shimon, of course, we understand a person needs a kapara. He's not going to be paisheya. What about his job is? He doesn't need a kapara. The Sanhedrin's going to need a kapara. I'm not going to be paisheya then. Be sure we understand. If I need a kapara, I'm not going to be paisheya. Let's say you need a kapara. I'm not going to be paisheya in providing the money for you. This is the kasha of the Mikdash Lavin also. Well, you can hear, maybe it means anybody needing kapara, he won't be paisheya. But that's what he's bothered by. Maybe a person needs a kapara, he's not going to be paisheya. He definitely doesn't want to burn a gehenim from it. What about somebody else burning gehenim from it? Then it could be. Let's think, what's bothering you? Let's compare, according to the Rambam, that it is like this. According to the Rambam, they're the ones that need a kapara. He doesn't need a kapara. All right, let's see Rak Lahai on that point. Now what? So wait. So then the Gemara says, "Bil so who said what when? Amalei Rabin Rabbi Tuvi the Rabbi Ashita Shema the Sadya. How es Karbani Lachmi Leisha Irech Nichaychei Tishmur Lachmi LeBayada. That's when we bring the Tavit. The Rabbi's Parhal Davar Shel Tzibur Siri Avedes Kachavim. So here we have the side the Brisa said that the other way, the way we said originally. So he darshan from the Pasek, which means that who's the one that holds that you bring it Mishon Tzibur? It's Rabbi Yehuda. And of course we hold this way, of course. The Rabbi Paschal. Ushleima Haisa Kreva, now what? Let's say they were Mimana. Ushleima, they were mamana. Ushleima haisa kreva. This is they were not mamana a kohen gadol, and like the Mishnah tells us, they were not mamana a kohen gadol. But mishal di haisa kreva, Reb Shimon Omer mishal tzibur, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishal yarshim. Reb Shimon says here mishal tzibur, and Rabbi Yehuda says mishal yarshim. Ushleima haisa kreva. Now, what does it mean? Ushleima, Rashi told us in the Mishnah, Ushleima yisar shalom babayker v'yisar abeid ha'arbayim kosmachi kreva mishel tzibur. They bring what? A complete what? Morning, afternoon, and that's it. There's no din of machzis anymore.
Holy sir.
Yeah, Amar of Chibar Abba Bayer Rabbi Yechidah. Shleima Shachris and Shleima Beinu Arbayim. Odilma Shleima Shachris and Betela Beinu Arbayim. Maybe it means you just bring it all together in the morning and you don't bring one in the afternoon. You brought one already. But maybe it means you bring a complete one in the morning, complete one in the afternoon, the way Rashi told us in the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Tashavah. Shmini the Chavitin. What do we have in the Seder of Kehanim, how they do the Avayda? In the Seder of Abashol, how the Besader, Maracha, Mishmei, Digmara, Aliva, the Abashol, like we should be saying every day. Shmini, the Chaviti, the eighth Kayan brings the Chaviti. The Misa, if you're going to say you can have a case, it might come to Shemeno Abayim. The Isa, the Betela, Meno Abayim, So what does it mean? You don't always have them in the eight. Sometimes you omit it.
He's talking about a normal case.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. So Shmuel Aaron has a very good program. Hey, dummy. Hey, dummy. There you have a case. Lower one commander of Yudhomar Bavlait and Shai. We should be us in the Aaron of Hashaycha. Amri Shmaita, the Machashkan. You have to say you're doing it alone. There's deep down sea level. So you have to say things that are so,
in the dark.
Ella, Diktoni, Shvi, Misailas, Chi, Biayin. Okay, now I mean a little bit, Taylor. What are you going to say over there? You think it's actually concrete without any deviation whatsoever? It always is like that. What do you do? We know. We have this because we learned Minchas HaMinizkeya Balayla. Remember we had when we talked about the Sukkot. Minchas HaMinizkeya Balayla. Minchas HaMinizkeya Afilu L'Mochar. Sometimes you bring the Sukkot at different times. Sometimes you bring it tomorrow. Sometimes you bring it at night. Some of you don't always have it at the same time, like we discussed it, right? Ella de'e like Tani. You're not talking about the deviations. You're talking about normally what happens. Nobody can have exceptions. Ochinami de'e like Tani. We're not talking de'e if he died. Well, let's say he didn't die. We're talking about normal. Normal. That something happened. That's a deviation of the norm. Anyway, as well, Rabba Kabeh the Rava Amar, he said, "Mibishusa and Amri Kabayhu, Mitivusa and Lo Amri Kabayhu." You own what? You know, when you said over things in the from the people from Bavel, only said over the things that where they have the impression from them that they're not up to par. But the things they said that are good, the good svaras, you don't say over from them. What do you mean by Madama Rava? Madama Hani Nami Kivusani. This is also something that they said that was good. Why? Because Amar Kra Silas Mincha Tomid. What do we talk about the Chavitin? Omar Cross Silas Mincha Tomid. Areyu Lach Kemichas Tomidim. It's like the Mincha of a Tomid, which means what?
What was
that? Areyu Lach Kemichas Tomidim? That he meant what?
The morning.
Morning and afternoon, you bring the whole thing. Never bottle. Hadami, Rashi tells us. The Amra, the Eina, Betela, Betivusamhu, the Yafa, Marti, the Nafkla, Mikra, the Ximacha, Vitin, Sailish, Micha, Tabit, Matabit, Eino, Batel, Avhi, Eina, Betela. It's not Batel, and therefore, what will happen? In the afternoon, you will also bring a complete one.
So what do you
make?
Tonight, a fully started in the morning, and a full star in the afternoon.
Yes.
Normally you would take only a half star ahead of sun.
Yeah.
You make six larger chal staff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The fire means you make 12. 12 and 12. You don't make six and six. You make 12 and 12.
Right. So normally you have...
Yeah. Normally you would take six and six. Here, but each one requires 12 in the whole thing.
This is very different. Normally you have a total of 12 coming.
You only have six because you had half. Here you have the whole thing. The whole thing always requires 12.
I understand
we can
have a total of
12. So that part's not there. So the number of kalas will only be will be 24, only because you have double the amount that you normally have.
Pay more than himself comes
up. Again?
Yerushin will pay more.
Yes.
Than the
kayak. Yeah, it's going to cost that more. If let's say you hold like from Shimon, that the Yar should pay for it. Yeah, they're going to wind up paying more, according to this, they're going to wind up paying more than he would pay himself, of course.
Would
that be 12? They make 6 logs. You have 12, by the way, so you have 12 in the morning.
No,
you saw 12 when you have the shear of the Asiris Olefa. A 12 per Asiris Olefa.
Something like 6 larger, 6 larger.
Oh, yeah? don't know why they would say that.
Listen, it has to be 12. Every day has to be 12.
Okay. All right, I hear. My Havi Allah, Rabbi Nachman, you think Toshima went to the end, the Sadia. Shleima Shachris and Shleima Beto Arbayim. In the end, what does come out? Shleima Shachris and Shleima Beto Arbayim. Now, there is what you're saying is, there is a Minchas Chinuch, that even though even though you are splitting it half, there is a Minchas Chinuch that says that you'll do six chalas.
Six larger ones. Six
yeah,
larger.
Yeah. I mean, you'll do six in the morning, six in the afternoon.
And that was the whole summer, as opposed to a happy summer.
You still do it like that. But that's the sheet. I don't know. I don't think it's mukhrach like that. The chaschedach assumes, like the way you're saying, that you do six chalas in the morning, six chalas in the afternoon, and that's it. Toshima desadya, shlei mashachas v'arbin arbay, amrab yechadin. Ligima abi yasi ben desloy v'rabbonin abi yasi ben desloy yoymer. Now what? What do you do here? Now we finally come to see what happened by the Levita. You take two kibbutzim of Levita. Klaimet shach, klaimet beinu arbayim. See the Rashi. It's the regular Kaigon.
Right.
Not nobody died over here.
Right.
Maybe Emo, he brings with him immediately Shnei Kmatzim. Levina, he's going to pay for it himself. Well, it's obvious that that's what we're dealing with. He's going to bring with him from his house. Maybe Emo, Shnei Kmatzim, Levina. He's going, what is he going to do? He's going to bring the kaimets in the morning and the afternoon, and that'll be his dinner. The din of machtsisa goes it goes the way we're saying over here on the Levina. He brings a kaimitz in the morning, kaimitz in the afternoon. And Rabbanan Amri, Maprishla, kaimitz, one kaimitz, brings a kaimitz. The Amri, a kaimitz echad, chatzi kaimitz shachritz, chatzi kaimitz ben harbay. What we were suggested before, the premise, is that is really going to be totally in this machlokes, whether the machtsis goes with the levina also. But my kabiflegi, Abi Yosi b'Dusnoi Sovar, like Ashkechon Chatzi Kaimitz the Makriv, the Korach of me. We never find such a thing. You never find it. There's no such precedent, and therefore it's not going to be a precedent over here either. On the other hand, Rabban and Sami, Liashkani Sarin, the boy Shnei Kibbutzim. What are you going to see? Say. What are you going to see? You need one Isarin for Shnu Kibbutzim? We never have that. The share of the Levina is always a Kibbutz. The share of the Levina is always a Kibbutz. Why are you going to see the Kibbutz? They were not the Mada and another one Tachtov. And therefore, what happens? They were not in Maman, another one Tachtov. The Rabbanin, according to the Rabbanin, who hold what you did, remember. What do we do over here? What do we come out with? They were not Maman, another one Tachtov. The Greeks create a Shalem in the morning, and a Shalem in the evening, also the same thing. The Rabbanin, Hulch Belalavai Naso. Maybe if you have double, in the end, bottom line today, you have double in the morning, a double in the evening. All right. Now what? So what have now? What do you have? The Gabin and Levina. Maybe you need double in the morning, double in the evening also. What do we just say? How much he did? So what would happen? And he needs two kibbutzim. Maybe it's 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. The Rabbanan hukbala levaynasa alo miyamina mitekshu hukbala salasa. Hukbala levaynasa. Maybe you'll have to have two. Oh, deal about mighty golly golly, mighty golly golly, golly golly. Maybe something's coming once that we see it. The Rabbanan hukbala levaynasa. What Rashi tells us here, mighty golly golly. Silas gully kra by suffer. We have a pasuk for that. Can you read it? The Yale, the Rabbi Yehuda may Isa, or the Rabbi Shimon be kolel doctor. So that we can have, we have that. Maybe I am, but it's not going to apply the Gabi the Kaimitz, or maybe not. Bishemen, what about this? Oh, dear, mighty golly, golly, mighty golly, golly, Bishemen. Now, what about the oil that we talked about? The shaman, baby of the Yosef and the Stai, Ubay, the Rabbanin, what happened over there? How much shaman does he need again?
Three lugin.
He has three lugin of the Isarin. Okay, three lugin of the Isarin. The Isarin is split in half. 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the evening. So what do you do with the three lugin? Amar of Toshiba, second here. Shabbat, Baylor of Adamah, Amar of Toshiba. Hey, Kibbutzim, hey. There are 5 Kibbutzim that have Dinim. And Perko, Ebahare, Allah, Yisar, and cause of Dinim of Kibbutzim. The Misa, Zinlin, the Mashkachas, La Zion. Sometimes you can come out with 7. Rashi over here. Hey, Kibbutzim, hey, the Barakah, Ima, Hare, Alai, Yisarin, Hashim, Ahai, Kaimitz, Levina, Shel, Chavitin, Lo, Hashim, Hasam. There, it doesn't count it. Why? Mishum to the Chatzayin, because it's able to be brought in half of a Shlemak. There, it's speaking about a Shlemak. Lo, Chatzayin, Pim, Isa, Chimeska, Yagadot. Karmu Shalei, Michal Haktaris, Zinan of Ashkachas, La, Shiva, Gun Beis Kibbutzim Shachavitim, Tossing Achashi Beis Kibbutzim Shamazichi Lechem Abhonim, Abagav, Machad Karbonidu, Lachi Nami Lachshu, we should say it the same way over there. Shadi, okay, Tanachamo. So here we have, Yeah. So Nakolo. Himani Gomar Baina, we say Ben Rabban and Mahum. Amar Rama Toshima. What do we have here? It says, hey Kamatsan hey. The Misa saved in the Mashkachas Lazayan. If you're gonna say that you bring the kibitz each for each one, you have so the Mahindi look tani. Maybe you bring a kibitz for each one, it does no Rai again. Yelsi Rabob the Kamal Allah Shmay Tamale Ramesa Mashmael Rapapa. Mahamaila Kaimich Bahuts. The Ehava. One of the cases that are listed over there. What's the din of a Kaimich that he brings it Bahuts, Haktaris Kutz, Allah's Kutz? Allah's Kutz on a Kaimich.
It's also unusual.
It's also unusual. The Ehava, Tari. Okay, by Havi Allah. And therefore, the Mara Halsi, the Nama Rai. I have Amar of Nachman Yisrael Toshima Nesanya Kain Gadol Shemesh Vlomino Achar Tachtav Shlema Shachris Shlema Beno Abayim Umafresh Lo Beis Kibbutzim. You're built to Kibbutzim Kaimet Shachris V'Kaimet Beno Abayim Umafresh Lo Shloisha Lugin Lugu Mechza Shachris like a Mechza Beno Abayim.
You don't double it.
You split the three into halves. Mani, Ilem Rabbanin. Does it go like the Rabbanin? Who held what? That by the Levina, you have half, and you don't say like Rabbi this night. Ilem Rabbanin, Maishna Levinasa, that you have a Kaimitz twice, the Maishna Shamna. Oh, well, what should be the difference between the Levina and the Shaman? Why don't you have three lugin of water? Why don't you have three lugin of shemit? Shoot three lugin of shemit twice. El Abi Yaisi Bendisnai. El Adosrez, who says, what do you do? El Abi Yaisi Bendisnai, you have two kmatzim. The Amar Chavitikai Gano Bialba, Shnei Kmatzim. Vai. A Levina Laihukbala. What, like you have an who says what? That Bialba. You need two kmatzim. Which means what? You don't. Rabbi Yossi Ben Dusnai says the chavitin kainamam biyama requires shnei kmatzim. Which means what?
When he dies, don't.
Shnei kmatzim, I normally.
He always
have shnei kmatzim. He always have it like that. Well, a vayna, lihukbala. So it's not hukbala when he dies. You always have that. The shaman, lihukbal. And the shaman is lihukbal. And if you're a shaman, lihukbal. When you have, you look at a half. Eat also. Obi the shaman, the Abba Yossi ben Dusnai, lie hufbala, because when you have the shaman, what in the morning and the shaman in the afternoon, what do you have in the end? You have one and a half and one and a half. You have one and a half and one and a half. You have a subtotal of three. Oh, well, the Vainasa, the Shabda, Ay Bazai. I mean, the shaman, the Abba Yaisi Bedusnai, Laihupalov. The Vainasa, the Shabda, the Rabbanan Abi Laihupalov. So we can say, according to the Rabbanan, Tulsa not Hukba. Not Hukba when? When he dies. When he dies. That the din is like Abi Yaisi ben Dusnai. That says what? Again.
One and a half.
That you would have one and a half and one and a half in a regular case of Shemin, and the case of the Kaimitz, a regular, you would have a Kaimitz in the morning in a regular case, Kaimitz in the morning, Kaimitz in the evening, and one and a half in the morning, one and a half in the evening. And that Amar Rabbi Yechonin Hachi, but Amar Rabbi Yechonin Halacha Kestav Mishnah. What even a Tzad Chamisha Kvatzim Hein? I'm buying Liba Dima to Rabbi Yechonin. Depending on what do you mean? Rabbi Yechonin Halacha Kestav Mishnah. It seems that it, Gemara holds that it's not going to be that there's nothing special about Kvatzim, that you have two Kvatzim which would cut to seven. And therefore the Gemara says, maybe it makes enough Kabina. Whether Halacha is like that, the Gemara holds that if you're going to learn like that, it comes out not like the Stav Mishnah that says that there are only five, not seven. This is the way Rashi says. My Havi Allah, the Halo Tanina Lebehenya. We didn't see it before. So what is it then? What do you have? Ella Abba Yaisei Diyama, Chavita Diyama. The regular Chavita, nobody died. Chavita Diyama Nabi. The Chaye Kaye and Baye Beis Kmatzim. And when he's alive, he always requires to Kmatzim Hilkach. Hanabi, in this case also Beis Kmatzim. You'll also have to have two Kmatzim. Uktani, and we learned, Uktani, Laingu Bechsa Shachris, Alma, Shemed Laihukbal. We have the aside, in a regular case, that the Shemed will not be doubled, the climates of Levina will be doubled. We have the resolution to our Shiloh. The Shemed, the Abbas Yaisi, the Shem and the Abi Yaisi, lo hukbal, and that's how we see it's resolved. The Maida lo gali, I must say that much we could say also. The Rabbanan Nami will say the same thing in the Rabbanan, Levina v'Shemen, lo hukbalu, that the Levina and the Shemen also would not be doubled up. The Maida lo gali. The Edelah, why? The Edelah Pligi, Ella, the Levina, Mechayim. They're all Machlaikas, nothing to do with Lachar Misa. Their machlekes is what a regular kayin gadol brings. That's another machlekes. Whether or not, after he dies, what's going to be is a nuchbal or not. They're arguing by a regular kayin gadol. Just what does he bring by the kaibits? But whatever he brings, the same thing is going to apply the achar misa. And he also said that then will remain like Abba Yossi. The Amar b'chaye kayin makrit kaibits levayna shachris v'kaibits arvis. And we learned, not like that, l'chayra. Tadad hei kwasim, l'chashim lay the kaibits v'chavitin. Shum del chatsayin karv. They didn't even quote them referred to that. All right, we have over here, when mincha is brought, we start now the dinim of matzah. Chol amenachas are not able to become chametz. They're all bais matzah. Chutz mechametz shemetaydo shtei alechem shem bais chametz. And Reb Meir Eimer, asar bayne lohem mitaychad. When we make it chametz, you take a saar. And you make it part of a sampling of the asirat the yisarim. You do it umachatzan. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afi Eina, it's not going to come out well. Ella, we'll see why. Ella, maybe it's a sa'ar. You bring it from some other place. The yeast. Be nice now, the sechamina. You put it inside the measuring cup with the asirat soefa. And you fill it up till the top. It's not reliable either. We'll have mitzvah Hashem. We'll see tomorrow why it's not reliable. Zahu.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.